Hello.
Hey, this is Joe here.
Joe, it didn't come up as Joe Wilson.
Well, because this is a different number. This is the company's phone number. And the number I texted you from was my own.
Okay, I'm going to put this one in then as Orbit.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on over there?
Well, everything's good. Everyone's just working.
So are you pulling up my file, or do you want to give me, or do you want me to give you the history?
I'm just pulling up your file. Just give me a quick minute, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Give me one quick second. Hey, Marianne, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, okay. So how's your health? How's everything going on? I just read your...
My health is still not great, apparently.
Is everything okay?
Blood pressure is incredibly low, so I faint all the time.
Oh.
And they're trying to figure that out, so...
Okay, so are you still getting treated?
They don't, I'm doing tons of tests. They can't really figure out what's wrong.
That's so, okay. They'll figure it out.
So, they will, eventually.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, I am seeing your email. I'm just letting you know, finish the creative brief. All right, okay. And inspiration section for... Give me a minute. Inspiration section text for about page. All right.
Sorry, I missed that. What was it?
Right, I'm just reading what you said, what you sent us. Later, like it's about inspiration section on the about page and everything. I'm just pulling up your demo site. Do you have the link still with you for the demo site?
No. Do you have the... You know what, hold on, I took out my contacts, so I'm just going to put them back in while I'm talking to you, and then I can actually look at my computer. Do you have the document I sent?
I have the document for the Kane Cancer website, cancer pages, the back page 2 about me, and the header landing.
No, okay.
Eileen Moore, that's...
Do you, like, a layout? It looks almost like a schematic of the pages. Or do you just have text?
Well, I do have... Oh, okay. Well, your site was on hold. I have put in the information. It will be up and running in an hour or two. We have to wait because it was on hold for a longer period of time. So it might take us some time to go ahead and get it up and running in 2 hours. So let's just discuss
about
the website until then.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to find it and send it to you, but let me give you the premise so you understand. So, besides this little blood pressure issue and fainting
issue. That's okay.
You
can relax. That's okay. I'm here for you. Not a problem.
Okay.
We're not in any kind of way. We're just going to go ahead and take our time. And
okay.
about this thyroid.
So I've had cancer 5 times. So starting from the age of 18, 3 different, all primary. I've looked after one of my best friends, and she was dying. I've looked after my family members who didn't die. And I end up getting a ton of calls from people all the time about stuff. It's been happening my whole life. So I decided that it was time that, and the thing is that with cancer, like, you get the basic info from the doctors. Like, they're like, okay, we're going to have to do a biopsy, or we're going to have to do chemo, or any of those kinds of things. But they are speaking a language most people don't understand. Mm-hmm. And most people are too scared, or feel like the doctor is doing them a favor, which is sort of asked backwards. And so they don't necessarily ask all the questions they need to ask. And the other thing is that most of the – sorry, I just turned it loud on. I need to hold on. Alexa, turn on the office light. So that most of them don't end up with good enough information to really do it well. And they end up suffering unnecessarily. So, and it's always like the smallest thing. So when I was sick the last 2 times, I wrote a blog. And there's a ton of information in the blog. And I'm still writing a blog, although not very often, but I do have some content about survivorship. And so I'm working on that as well. And so what I want to do is create a site that is one where people can come and get the information that they need. So in my case, it would be creating tip sheets. So, for instance, I've been beta testing this with a few people this year. A girl was going in to have surgery. I sent her a list of what you need to take with you when you go for surgery, even if it's day surgery, and put everything on the list that I knew I needed. And there were some of the things on the list she must have thought were crazy, but she called me afterwards and said, my God, you saved my life. I would never have taken hard candies with me, but those were like the most important thing. Because people don't understand, you're going to get intubated and you're going to wake up with a very sore throat. And the only thing that really works is hard to suck on hard candy. And so it's all these little pieces of information that people don't know about. So I have tip sheets on a whole bunch of things, like what to get before chemo, how to manage the side effects, what to do when your hair falls out, you know, how to prepare for radiation, what to do when you're in radiation, you know, all of these kinds of things. I have a million different tip sheets that I'm either in the middle of writing, or I have a list that I still have to write, and stuff, questions for the doctor the first time you go. All of those kinds of things are the kinds of things that people need. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is being able to do videos. So, for instance, people, when they have surgery, often get a surgical drain. It scares the crap out of everybody. It shouldn't. But I actually have an extra one here that was left over. So it's a video where I would show people, this is what the thing is going to look like, and this is how you look after it. And it's, you know, to show them. And that will be easier and less intimidating for people to know. So that's, so there'll be tip sheets, there'll be videos, and then there'll be the blog. So there'll be, but there'll be 3 or 4 different blogs, but they can be separated by category.
Okay.
And then that's sort of the heart of it. On top of that, people will be able to make appointments with me. So if they get diagnosed and they really just want to talk to somebody one-on-one about what to expect, what they would do in that situation, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
And what will be the outcome?
Sorry?
And what will be the outcome and what they will get? Self-analysis,
correct? People tend to call you right when they've been diagnosed or after they've come off it because life just doesn't go back to normal the way everybody thinks it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I tend to get the most calls. But sometimes it's parents who call, you know, because often you end up, something like 70% of people who have cancer will develop some kind of post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, while 35% of them will develop it full-blown. And you're completely disconnected from the rest of the world that are just so happy because you're finished treatments and, oh, isn't, like, the grass greener and the flowers are brighter? And you're just feeling like the biggest idiot, full of survival guilt because you don't seem to be as happy as everybody wants you to be. And you don't quite know how to keep going, like, with your life. And so there's a lot of that. So that's a lot covered in the blog, but also I want to give people, so the thing is I have all this information and I want to be of service, but I also need to monetize this so that I can make some money and not have to work another job. So the idea is that the blog and maybe like a tip sheet or two so people can see as an example a video of me just explaining what the site is or whatever, would be on the outside. The site is called Then Came Cancer. And so that would be sort of accessible to anybody. So they could constantly read the new blog that's put up, the new social media posts that are put up, any of those kinds of things. And then for a yearly fee, you can have access to all the tip sheets, to all the videos, and to all that kind of stuff. And then you can also just book an appointment with me on the side for a certain amount of money. Now, in the membership, I would do something like a free half hour as part of your membership, but there has to be a way that people who just book a membership or who just book an appointment with me for an hour can get an account, not have to pay, but then the recording of that account or the recording of that conversation can be accessible to them on their account.
Okay. All right. All right.
Hold on. I'm just bringing my computer up because then I can send you the layout. Beyond that, I just need a landing page so I can track where stuff is coming from.
Mm-hmm. With the Google Analytics, yeah. So they can go ahead and track it.
Yeah.
And what if you get a functionality where you can chat while they are on the website for you?
What if I get what?
What if you get a chat option where you can chat on the landing page of yours and see how many people have visited you and how many people have contacted you through chat? Because nowadays, if you remember, or I'm not sure if you do remember that we do have a chat on our website as well. Like if you come onto our website, all right,
yeah.
You'll be able to see a
yeah.
chat where you got connected over to us. All right, that's our landing page as well. All
yep.
right. Where we go ahead, you know, have the attention for our clients. So if you get a chance to go ahead and chat with a person through your phone, like, hey, if someone comes on the website, they're trying to chat because nobody nowadays go ahead and sends a brief, long email. They just chat with it. They want an action in the runtime, all right, and
right.
not wait for anything. So my suggestion, and as per my expertise, because I've been in this industry for almost, like, 9 years, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how this industry is moving and how and what kind of things will be beneficial for you. So I would suggest that a chat option, a chat feature for your landing page, as you said, for the Google Analytics, will be much more beneficial for you. So you can actually see how many people came onto the website on the landing page and how many people were connected over to you through chat.
Yeah,
and
I don't disagree that there needs to be a chat option. But the chat option cannot replace the appointment because I'm not going to sit here and type for an hour, but the
of
chat
course.
can move them into making an appointment.
Of course. Well, of course. Well, there will be a chat where you will be in live contact with the person who is on the website. You can guide them throughout, like, hey, go ahead and just put an appointment, all right, of whatever the date or whatever the time, whatever thing that you want, all right, on whatever the services you're looking for. And then we can absolutely go ahead on an appointment call. Then we can go for a proper appointment, all right? So you're making money as well, all right? So you're generating revenue for you as well while helping the people as well.
That's the kind of thing. And then eventually there'll be more. Like, eventually I will put on a store, because, like, I know, like, the best sleep caps when you lose your head, because that's where you lose all your heat. I know the best creams after radiation, because they can't contain any oil. Like, there's all these things I know. I know where the funniest cancer cards are, and I'll create a store off of it. And I'm also down the line going to do a podcast off of it.
I'm thinking that Marianne Moore is not just going to be a website only. She's going to be a brand for people who are going through cancer. But Marianne Moore is not just going to be a website, just a one website. It's just going to be everywhere, all over cancer things. All right, like, she will be helping people who are going through bad stuff, bad stages of cancer and everything about it, and she will guide them throughout with the right path, like, hey, what needs to be done and what needs to be refrained when having cancer, or even having a little side of cancer as well, and what are the sides of cancer as well, and what happens when it's all over, all right, how to go ahead and reduce the radiation, how to go ahead and make yourself feel better.
Yeah, because that's the other thing, like, eventually there could be cancer at different places, like weekend sessions where there's counselors there, and you sign up for the weekend, and the weekend is all about bringing together a group of people who've had cancer and running them through exercises and things like that that are helpful to move back into the real world.
Yes. All right, that's how you're going to go ahead and help people. Like, a lot of people, I think that a lot of people who are going through cancer, all right, and once they're all fine with the cancer, all right, they still have some side effects that they fear, that they don't know what to do. All right, so you could be a great help, and, you know, you will be rewarded as well.
Yeah, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not positioning myself as a doctor. In fact, I'm anything but a doctor. But it's the small stuff and the stuff that literally ends up being, honestly, the most important to people. That's, like, you know, I have a friend who literally, like, got told he had kidney cancer and was going to die in 6 months. And, like, he posted this on Facebook. And the guy I went to school with, and I literally, like, sent him a private message. And I said, I know you said you're going to see your doctor. Here's a list of the questions you need to ask your doctor. And, you know, he emailed me the next day after he'd met, and he said, okay, well, I think you probably just saved my life, because I had no idea what to ask this guy.
Well, see,
and
you're going to go ahead and, I apologize for cutting you off. Go ahead. My apologies.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying that you can be a role model for people, Marianne, because I think that being saved from cancer 5 times, all right, is a miracle. It's better than a miracle, I would say. All right, and fighting, you know, you're like a warrior for people who have cancer. You might be a role model for little children who have cancer. A lot of children have cancer, and that's really saddening, and nobody's doing nothing about it. All right, but talking to you and just feeling the spirit that you have to save people and to go ahead and guide them, all right, I have never, ever, ever had a talk like this before in my ever life.
Well, thank you. But it's also, you know, it's definitely not the rah-rah ribbon-wearing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of it will be palliative care. Like, I know how to look after somebody who's dying. And the reality is when you get cancer, some people die. So, you know, I looked after one of my best friends when, you know, we both had breast cancer at the same time, and we had made this deal that if it went south for one of us, that the other one would be there. And so, you know, for me, I knew what to do for her. You know, when she stopped being able to eat, I was like, okay, well, let's get you eating popsicles. So at least she was getting fluid and sugar. And, you know, I knew her husband was like, oh, no, I haven't done like I don't have an undertaker yet. And I was like, okay, but she's 48 hours from dying. Like, you can just tell. Oh. And I said, you need to get an undertaker now, because that's who comes and gets the body. And, you know, they can't come when the kids are here. And you need to do that now, today, because she's going down fast. And just other things like, you know, there's a certain point where there should be no more visitors. There's, you know, a point where you make it a quiet zone, you know, but you try not to leave them alone too often. So I used to sit with her at night and I'd read my book, and somebody, another one of our friends, would come during the day. So I know how to do, not only do that for people and explain to them the process, but I also know how to do it for the people around them. So for instance, with this guy, we said to him, like my other friend who was with us, I said, now listen, this is what's going to happen when she dies. It's either going to be her liver, her brain, or her lungs that give out. So different things can happen. But what is very common is that when somebody dies, there will be blood or some kind of fluid that either comes out of her mouth, her eyes, her ears, her nose. And that is nothing to be alarmed about. It is completely normal. It is like it's what the body does. And so don't freak out. Just get a cloth and wipe it, and it won't be much, and it'll be a little bit. And literally, the hour we left her alone, which isn't uncommon, she died, and she was there with a friend who didn't know anything, and her husband. And the friend started to freak out. And he was able to say, no, don't worry. Marianne told me about this. This is totally normal. And he just went and got the face cloth and did it, you know? Plus, being able to talk to somebody, when you're dying, nobody wants to talk to you because everybody's like, let's not talk about dying. But I'm sorry, when you're dying, you actually need to talk about dying. And so having somebody who isn't as emotionally invested, who can listen to you say, I'm going to die and I don't know what happens and what decisions should I make and what do I do about my kids and, you know, all of those kinds of things are the conversations people need to have, but have very few people that can actually have those conversations with them. And then the other thing is actually being a support for caregivers, because again, I've been a caregiver. My sister and my father have both had cancer. My best friend had cancer. You know, so I know what caregiving is about, and being able to explain to them, look, like, these are things, like, I have a list, literally, of 25 things that you never say to somebody who has cancer. These are dumb things, because people don't know what to say. So they say the dumbest things, like, well, at least you got the good cancer.
I can relate to this.
You know,
I can really help.
And it comes from a really good place. So I can give them that and say, look, the best thing that you can say to people is, I'm so sorry this is happening, and I have no idea what to do or say, but I just want you to know that I'm here, I'm showing up, and whatever you need, all you have to do is ask. Because it's not like anybody expects you to know what to say. Like, who would know what to say?
Absolutely, so, you're right. Okay, well,
that's the direction I want to go in. Again, I'm not positioning as I'm a doctor. I'm going to keep the cost as low as I can but still make enough money. And ultimately, if this works, then I can really make some money is in speaking engagements. So talking about how do you rebuild your life can be a topic that is not just cancer-related. You know, like if you've lost your job or that kind of stuff, what is resilience? You know, how do you develop resilience? So there's a whole bunch of topics that cross this experience that I have that are also quite business related.
Yeah, so you can go to big shows and, you know, give a speech about it, like, hey, how to go ahead. You know, people call you and let you know, like, hey, we would like you to have, a little speech about the cancer and how to go ahead and tackle it, what to do.
Yeah, we're looking for a speech. We're bringing together all our sales managers, and we're looking for a speech on resilience, like how not to give up when you feel like giving up is,
yes,
like, the only option.
Yes, I got it. All right, so I have already...
Because that's where I can make some money, because they pay a lot for speakers like that, and I would be unique in the speaker world for that.
Of course, and we will get you that their place, because they need to go ahead, because a lot of speakers, all right, always have started through a website, because a lot of people do come onto the website, they go ahead and see, like, hey, what is it about, what does she do, and what is her moral goal and everything about it. So people do see it through the website, and then if they find it better, they go ahead and get in contact with them and call them onto the podcast, call them over to speeches, call them over to school, all right, and stuff and all, and different kind of places as well, so people are aware of what they need to do and how they need to do, and you get paid for that, all right? So if you're getting paid for that, then, of course, you'll be making money, and if you're making money, then that's good for you, right?
Yeah, and ultimately, it's something, too, that can be franchised, right? So if I can find people that I have confidence
sponsors.
In.
Sponsors. Of course. Well, there can be sponsors.
Yeah,
like
sponsors is a bit
you.
More tricky, because the sponsors would want to be, the biggest sponsors would be drug companies, and I'm not getting into bed with the drug companies, because...
Well, it cannot be always drug company. There are different kind of people who can go ahead and sponsor you. And go ahead, you know.
But if it's sponsors, I'm going to say to them, look, I will put sponsor at the bottom
you can
of the page,
from
but you're not getting ad space. Like, I'm not messing around with that kind
of
crap.
Well, you can also go ahead and start from your own social media as well. Like, hey, Marion.
Well,
Moore.
That's where I'll build it from, is social media, because
that'll
drive people to the website.
Yes, of course, it will. It will generate a lot of traffic, because if you were going to go ahead and upload the videos and the pictures of you, all right, giving out speeches and, you know, letting people know, like, hey, if you want to talk about anything about cancer, all right, feel free to go ahead and, you know, book an appointment with us, all right, and we will go ahead and make sure that you're eased throughout the process, all right, and you know what to do and when to do and whatever happens, you're all calm at all times. Yeah, well, we can go ahead and short it.
Yeah, and so then I can run my own business. I can take on only as much as I can take on.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm so tired of working for other people. Yeah, I'm very tired of working for other people and making them rich.
Well, of course. Well, this is something that I can tell you, that whenever the website goes live, whenever the website, the business is all set up, all right, you don't even have to move an inch. The website will generate the revenue for you yourself. You'll just be counting the money in your account, and that's it. And helping people as well.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I hesitated for the longest time in doing this, because I thought, oh, people are going to just think I'm, like, monetizing sort of my stuff, and there's something not right about that or that kind of stuff. The truth of the matter is, I get calls almost every week from complete strangers going, and all of them, like, coming back to me and going, thank you so much. Like, and I haven't even done half of what I could do for them in terms of helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why it's sort of, you know, it's shitty that I got cancer 5 times. But, like, if somebody, you know, starts a company and, like, it goes successful for 3 iterations or 3 different companies, well, people want them to speak, and it's great. The same thing sort of applies to surviving cancer 5 times.
Well, that's... Mm-hmm. That's
nobody
what,
would
that's,
blank, you know.
That's what it
that.
Is. That's unbelievable, to be really honest. But when I heard about you first time, when I came in, all right, I was like, what? All of them told me, like, hey, we have a client that she fought, like, 5 times for cancer. I was like, ooh, okay, all right, well, that's good to know.
Who is she? Where is she?
Where is she? I haven't heard.
What happened to her? Where did she go?
Yeah, and we were like, oh, no, she might have got it for 6th time, and we think that she didn't make it. And I was
Now it's my heart, believe me. No, I think I've scared cancer. I think cancer has finally realized that the score is me 5, cancer 0, and they've moved on, but who knows?
Well, yeah, because you scared the cancer away. It's not now cancer in you. You're now in cancer. The cancer might be in the hospital. You're like,
that,
oh, well.
Yeah, because I've been doing this, literally dealing with this since the age of 18, I've dealt with everything around it. I've dealt with fertility and all the issues around fertility. I've dealt with, you know, all the things you have to do to get ready. I've dealt with what happens when it comes back. I've dealt with what happens when they have to stop chemo because your immune system is non-existent and that kind of stuff. So there's very little that I haven't seen or dealt with. And just having somebody to be able to say out loud to you, like, oh, I get that. Yeah, no, that happened to me too. Or, you know, this something similar happened to me and this is how I handled it. And also the other thing is never, ever saying, and I make a point of this, I never, ever, ever say I know how you feel.
Oh, this was the point I was about to raise. Like, I had an accident like 5 years ago, and I broke my arm. And one of my relatives.
You what? What happened?
I broke my arm. All right.
Okay.
It was completely, you know, broken. All right. You could see the bones coming out of my skin.
Great. That's traumatic.
Yeah, because that was an accident from a heavy bike. All right. It slipped through a mountain. So
just amazing how quickly things can change.
Yeah, and one of my relatives came. I was in that deep, sharp pain. And they were like, yeah, I know how it feels. I was like, how can you feel this, man?
There's no way you know how this feels.
How can you feel this? You can take my pain right
now
and feel it.
And that's what I say. I always say to people, like,
that's the dumbest thing you can say.
Yeah, no, it's the dumbest thing you can say. And what I do say to people is, look, there are common themes in this experience, but everybody does the best they can. And there's no instruction booklet or any of that kind of stuff. But, you know, what I can be is a sounding board for you, and I can tell you you're not crazy when you think you're feeling something that's completely crazy and, you know, those kinds of things. And I can help with some very real practical information that will make this easier for you than it was for me.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But you never say, like, I know how you feel.
Well, I have sent the email to the development team to go ahead and get the project up and running again. All right. So they have replied that it's going to take a little bit of time to get the website up again.
That is fine. That is fine. And again, I am still trying to find this sheet. Will you send me your email?
Yeah, that is Joe. Dot
Wilson. Oh, hold on.
Let me write down. Sorry, Joe. Dot Wilson. At Orbit Design Agency.
Any spaces between Don and Wilson?
No. Joe Dot. There's a dot.
Yeah, like Joe Don, like as in Donald, but D-O-N Wilson.
No. Joe Dot. There's a a full stop.
Dot. Sorry.
Yes.
Joe dot Wilson. I was hearing Don instead of dot at.
That's okay.
At Orbit?
OrbitDesignAgency.com. Well, here's my thing from my site. As I have heard about your stories and everything about it, I will try my level best to go ahead and, you know, help you out as much as I can. All right, that will be my part from my side for you. All right, whatever it is, how are the things going to go, I will surely go ahead and see what I can do best.
Okay.
And your project manager was Sam?
Yes, he was, Sam. But I think I confused Sam, because Sam really wanted to put me in a box. Like, he wanted me to pick one of three, like, prototypes, and from the beginning I said, like, this isn't going to be something you necessarily have a prototype for.
Got it. So would you rather
whoever I talked to, the salesperson who I talked to at the very beginning, totally got it. But I think Sam got very confused because I think the bulk of your business is people calling up and going, oh, I like that template. Let's do that. And then I talked to Sam's boss, whoever he was. I have the names written down somewhere, but I've literally moved since there. And he was like, oh, I totally get it. And so he upsold me on the CRM part and on the account management, like the profiles part, like being able to have client profiles and analytics or whatever. So I think I've paid you guys $5,000 or something.
Well, I have to check. I haven't checked on that yet, but I think I do see a payment of $2,000 for the custom CRM.
Yes, and then I paid for the all like the mega package on the first one. I can go back to my credit card and look them up.
Let me check on that for you, okay?
Yeah.
Just give me a quick minute, Marianne.
No worries.
So how's your mom?
As I say to my parents, you got a lemon for a daughter, and then they get mad at me. Because my poor parents, they still worry about me all the time. So, and they're worried about me now, and that's interesting. So.
Okay. All right. Why is that? Why are they worried about you?
Oh, because, well, now there's these heart issues. But, literally, when you've had a daughter who's had cancer 5 times, like...
Well, you're a fighter. They shouldn't be worried about you. You're a fighter.
Well, no, because, having cancer is not fun. Like, there is nothing fun about it. Because you really do go from feeling pretty okay to literally taking you to the edge of death.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, okay, well, we'll see you in a couple... Then they finish treatments and they go, okay, we'll see you in a couple months for a checkup. And you're like, what? Like, I can barely walk and you're just going to send me out the door? Like,
are you okay now? Are you feeling better? And just for the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just have to deal with this blood pressure and this heart issue. For sure, I have PTSD. So, for instance... Now, this time of year is not a great time of year for me because I got diagnosed 3 times in October and 2 of them were on Thanksgiving. So I'm always nervous on Thanksgiving weekend. I'm just October is not a good month.
Well, you don't have to be nervous. That's okay. All right. You have our support. And, I will, from my end, I will try my level best to go ahead and keep you calm. All right. And try my little best to go ahead and make you happy all the time and see how things goes.
That would be great. And I will find more information for you and get it to you.
Oh, what was that?
I mean, the pages themselves are not going to be that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The back end is,
Just send it over and I'll check up on that, okay?
But, again, I have technology experience. So I used to build CRMs, like, from the business point of view. So I've worked with Salesforce and all that kind of stuff. At my last job when I was, my last big job, when I started, they had nothing. They had no CRM. They didn't know where their clients were, their whatever. So I created a database of 1.2 million people literally by going to every person's desk in the office and saying, do you have a list of clients somewhere? Or did you do a travel show at some point and you have the list somewhere and whatever? And then having to convert them all, like dedupe them a million times and then, attach data to them. But I built that database. I told them how it had to be done relationally because they just didn't understand the sales process and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, when that was done, I then integrated an email system and I integrated a call system and, you know, those kinds of things. So I'm very familiar with CRMs and I'm very familiar with databases. Now, I'm not good at querying them. I had a full-time SQL person who used to query for me. But I can tell you what that is, and sometimes I can actually look at the SQL statement and tell you what's wrong. So I do have, I'm not completely technologically illiterate, and I have built websites for other things that are, like, much easier than this.
Well, that's good to know.
So, I do have some some knowledge, which hopefully will be...
better for both of us.
Hopefully will help in some ways I don't know yet.
That's okay. That's all right.
Either that or drive you crazy. I don't know. One of the two.
That's all right. That's all right. All right. Okay. Asprey, you said social media because social media management and social media marketing and advertising and everything about it is my core. I have done, you know, masters in marketing and all. All right, well, you showcase.
Perfect, because you know what? I am literate in the top end of social media, but I always had social media people working for me, so I'm not as literate in, like I know I have to go take the Google Analytics course, for God's sakes. I should have done that years ago, but things like that. So I will really look for your help. Plus, you know, I rely a lot on Facebook and Instagram and like Twitter, like I've already got those accounts set up, but you know, there's probably, you know, I should probably think about a TikTok account. I should probably think about some of those other accounts, and then I need to figure out, you know, what do I use to be able to schedule all of those so they'll go, you know.
Of course, well, social media does play a bigger role in, you know, advertising your business and advertising what you do. All right, well, while the website just stays over there at one point, all right, and just, you know, the SEO is working and everything about it, but the main role for generating your traffic and everything about it comes from the social media itself, because people now believe, like, seeing is believing, they believe, all right?
Yeah.
Like, if they don't see anything being done, because we're just going to go ahead and roll out the website. For example, we're just rolling out the website for you, okay? And you go ahead and let anyone know, like, hey, just go ahead and check out my business. All right, they'll instantly pull up their phone. They'll open Facebook, and they'll be like, yeah, what's the name? All right, and if they don't see you on social media, of course, they'll be like, okay, well, you don't have social media. How are you going to go ahead and generate traffic and everything about it? All right, but if you do have a good, reputed, and well-organized social media all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google, all right, like if someone searches anything regarding a cancer, all right, your website should show up on all of the search engines such as Yahoo, Google, or Bing, all right? And if it's not showing up over there, then, of course, that is a loss for you because you will be losing your traffic, and we don't want that, all right? We want to have the maximum amount of traffic on the website so people can come over there, book an appointment, and you get paid, all right?
And,
so
and I want to know where they came from.
Of course. What keyword they search.
Like whether it's organic or what channel they're coming to me from.
Yeah, of course. And what kind of word and what kind of keyword they used to search and what was the search engine.
What were the keywords?
Yeah, right. What was the device? What was the thing and everything about it as well? So you know actually like, hey, where is the most of my traffic coming from? So we can you know, use that platform much more than using other. Okay, so we're not consuming all of them. We're consuming one major one, all right, and pulling all of the traffic out of there as well. All right, so I think that way. What do you think about it?
Yeah. No, I think that's good. I mean, I think cancer is a very tough market to crack, especially on social media, because, like, I don't even know what the cost would be for that. But what I'm doing is so different that it's just going to take a little bit more creative thinking about some of the words and – you know, how to present it and that kind of stuff. So,
of course. Well, this is.
But otherwise, I think that, you know, we're talking the same language.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course. Well, I will try my best to go ahead and, you know, try to go ahead and see how things are going. All right. Because I think if you don't, if you're not working on a website or nothing like that, social media still will go ahead and give you that kind of a boost. Because a lot of people, like small entrepreneurs don't have a website.
Start it now, saying it's coming soon. You know, like, and start to collect people's emails for, you know, a launch email or whatever, or a launch.
Yeah, because a lot of people, a lot of small companies don't have a website. They have their social media, and they're generating revenue from social media. They're generating, you know, a lot of followers, a lot of followings, all right, through their social media and not just a website. They don't have a website. They're just working on by their social media only, all right? And that's a really, really good approach, I would say.
Yeah, no, you definitely have to pay attention to the social media. I totally agree with you. I think the only thing is that this is such a concept. It's a concept that the social media, that I need to get them curious without pushing them away.
Yes.
So
that's why
social media is going to be really important, because it's going to be, it's like a new model. Like, it doesn't exist right now. Like, there are lots of people that have cancer blogs, for sure. There's cancer blogs up the wazoo. There's lots of cancer sites that give you the, you know, the very pro forma, here are the things you should do, like, whatever. You know, every hospital has one, like, cancer site that you have one. But there isn't a lot where it's like, look, I have real personal experience here. Like, my resume is, like, cancer.
Oh.
So,
a four-page resume, I would say.
Yeah, no, I literally have a resume that, like, starts when I'm 18 and goes away through all the things that I've gone through. Because it's important that people get that I'm not just full of crap and that I actually know what I'm talking about and that it's not a rah-rah kind of thing. It's a very practical kind of information, but also very practical, but also support when you need it, so that there's really nothing off base. Like, there's nothing, like, I can't tell you what treatment you should have, but I can tell you what I think the questions are you should ask, and then how you should make the decision, like, for yourself. And it's little things. Like, I swear to you, this poor girl called me, like, a year and a half ago, and she was, like, and she was a cousin of a friend who I worked with, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I said, sure, how can I, you know, what can I do? And she's literally just gotten married 7 months before, and she said, well, and it was like Wednesday. And they said, well, she said, I have an appointment, and I'm going to have my double mastectomy on Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, so when did you find out that you had cancer? And she said, well, yesterday. And I said, so, sorry, you found out yesterday, and they want to do the double mastectomy in a week, like, basically a week? And she said, yeah. And I said, did they give you any indication of what stage it was? And she said, yeah, it's DNS, which is, or DSN, or whatever they call it, DNS, which is literally not quite even cancer yet. It's the beginning of the changes of cells. And this poor girl was freaking out about having to make the decision. So I said to her, I said, okay, so take a deep breath. Let me explain to you what's happening. What's happening is that your surgeon has an opening in a week. And so they've just put you in that opening. You do not have to have surgery in a week. The doctor works for you. You run this show. And so you're not going to get worse if you put off the surgery for a month. But you need some time to think. And you need some time to talk to your husband, and you need some time to figure out how this is going to go, and you need some time to get your questions answered. There's a bunch of stuff, so don't be afraid. And she said, wait, you can do that? And I was like, yes, you can. And the next day she called me back, and again, she was so relieved. She was like, I would literally be getting surgery in 3 days if you hadn't told me that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a relief for people, right? Like they can go ahead, you know, get it up and running.
Yeah, people with doctors, they just think, doctors know everything and that doctors, you know.
Yeah, people nowadays are thinking like, hey, doctor knows everything, but doctor doesn't know everything. Then nowadays,
if the doctor says to do this, I must do that, you know?
Yes. They're like God for some of the people. Like, hey, he said take the poison. Yeah, I have to take the poison for living.
And especially, it's like, imagine if you're an immigrant and English isn't your first language and you're in there. Like, terrifying. Terrifying.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you busy at this time?
Pardon?
Hey, are you doing something? Are you busy?
No, not really. I mean, I'm just trying to find this document for you.
Oh, that's it? Okay. We can take the document later whenever you have it. That's not a problem. We're not in any kind of rush, are we?
Right. I can email it to you.
Yeah, you can email me whatever. That's it? Okay. You don't have to, you know, work that hard right now. You need to take
okay.
a little bit of rest.
Okay, but you get what I'm trying to do, basically.
I do. That is the reason
okay.
we have been on a call for almost, like, 51 minutes.
I was just about to say 51 minutes.
Yes. Well, we can
okay.
surely go ahead and, you know, see how the things are going on. All right, you don't have to go ahead and work too hard because of your high blood pressure thing. All right, we can take it slow.
Okay, I'm sitting down. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just sit down and relax. Try to relax, okay? We're just going to go ahead
yeah.
and have a little bit of discussion about the website and everything about
and
just,
you know what? I'm not very good at not doing anything, and it's driving me crazy. So being able to just sit and work is a good thing for me.
Of course. Well, that is the reason I told you, like, hey, just sit down, relax, all right?
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and take it easy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that will be much more perfect for you as well. All right. So for the website and all, everything about it, all right, we will go accordingly as you've planned. All right, and I'll keep on suggesting you things that I think are better, all right, and there will be just a recommendation. If you want to go with it, you can. If not, you can just go ahead and pass it on. You're like, okay, nah, I don't want to go ahead and do that, all right. It will just be a recommendation
mm-hmm.
brought to me by the expert, like, hey, if she's going to go ahead and build, because that will, you will, you'll be building a website that will have attention for a lot of people, all right, in which you will be appointed from you know, from different kind of sponsors, from different kind of companies. They will be calling you. They will be appointing a meeting with you as well. So, yeah, we can go ahead, and you will be needing a lot of, you know, transactions being made on the website and stuff and all. All right, because it's just going to be a whole portal that we're talking about, and not just a website itself. Marion Moore
yeah.
is not going
to
be...
No, and it's, and I'm going right. to have to think a lot about how I want to streamline it, because at the beginning, it's just going to be me. Like...
You and me.
Well, you
I'll
and
be
you.
On the back.
You're great. I'm glad you're on board, Joe. But no, like,
well,
I mean, when people call, when this thing goes live, when I take the business live, basically, I have to figure out a way to
out.
Manage it properly.
We won't leave you out. I'll let you know how to go
yeah.
ahead and manage good stuff and all. All right, so you
yeah.
won't be alone in this.
And that's great that you can give me some social media advice, too, because that's important.
Of course, yeah, of course. Well, a lot of people think that doing social media is not important. All right, a lot of
okay, well, those people aren't going to be successful.
Yeah, because I think that I always tell them, like, hey, if your website is in progress, all right, start with the social media. All right, so it can start generating revenue and it can start generating traffic for you. All right, so if you're going to go ahead, I just give them an example. Like, if your website goes live, and then you're going to go and start the social media, then, of course, you might not be making that kind of a hardcore sale or that kind of a hardcore, business. All right, but if your social media is up and running before the website, all right, and it's you know, getting all prepared, getting professionally done social media management as well. People are liking, people are replying, people are commenting about it, all right? And there is a link that says the website coming soon, all right? So people will be much more eager to go onto the website and they will keep on coming back onto the social media so you can have a returning customer. You can have the
yeah.
recurring customer, all right, through your social media. So my suggestion, as for an expert, I think that if you start your social media and when your website is in progress, will be a plus point for you. But a lot of people don't think like that.
You and I both know that it takes, you know, often several hits or, you know, seeing something before you actually are driven to look at the site or go to the site.
Well, the site might take a lot of time, like 3 months or 4 months of time, right? But a social media, a profile hit on social media can go ahead and start generating revenue. There can be
it's also a great time to try out different social media strategies. Like, what gets them there? Like, is it a picture of me with no hair? Is it some snappy title for a blog? Or what is it?
Like, it could be a video, like a little motivational video from your side as well. Like, hey, keep on fighting and stuff and all. If you need help, please do let us know. So we can run ads on it, all right? So it can be shown, like, worldwide. If someone wants to go ahead and get in contact with you to different kind of Asian parts of the website as well, so they can. So you can help out them as well, all right? So big companies, all right, will have a look on you as well, like, hey, who is she? Who is she trying to help? Well, if it's for humanity, then of course a lot of NGOs, a lot of different companies, small company, big companies do get active. Like, if she's trying to go and help out the humanity, then let's just go ahead and sponsor her, or just let's just go ahead and help her out with the things that she's working on. Then they can go ahead, you know, start the marketing out there. Then, so you'll be on big TVs, all right, the Ellen Show, or any of the shows you could be called on. So this is what we need to go ahead and do. What do you think about this?
Yeah. I need to do a full PR strategy because it will be newsworthy because it's something new. Like, it's not.
Of course. There needs to be blogs. There needs to be PR. There needs to be, published on different kind of websites as well so people can read what is this about. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might be searching, like, how to cure cancer at home, how to go ahead and, you know, stay calm when you get the news of cancer. How many people might not know what to do when you're done with the cancer stuff, when the chemotherapy is happening, what to do, and before that, and after that, stuff. And a lot of things are roaming around cancer. So they need to know what you know. So in that case, I think that social media with PR and blogs needs to be there. All right, the website itself.
Well, I literally have 75 blogs written. I have more than that. I have probably close to 100 blogs written. Because literally I have two that I wrote in real time.
Yeah, well, we can go ahead and publish it on social media. Like, people can go ahead and read it. Like, hey, that's all it's about. That's how it is. All right, so it can have a good rating on Google. Your name could be spread out. All right, before, and even your website is all up, all right, people already know who Marian Moore is, and then the website comes out with a bang, like, hey, let's just go ahead and do some appointments.
Right, and, like, part of it can be, like, you know, coming soon, tip sheets and videos. And then when they come, then it's just creating a schedule. Next week it'll be this tip sheet and this video.
Of course.
And if you have an account, you can log in and get those.
Yeah, why not? Well, they can just go ahead and pay for it, and then they can have all of the tips and tricks and everything about it and all of the things about it as well.
Yeah, and they can book appointments online, and I can just create a form so I know who I'm talking to before I call them.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. Well, this is what I'm thinking about it as well. All right, so I think that as per the marketing is concerned, like SEO, that is really concerning. First of all, it needs to have the name. If you can, are you in front of a computer?
Yes, but it's giving me a problem.
What is it? Let me fix it for you. What is it?
No, it's maybe because probably. Try that. Oh, I got whole new things. And you would think it was just easy. They would just do what they were supposed to. I'm not an idiot with computers, and I know you charge them all the time, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to go up to this. Okay, so what do you want from me? So then going into my computer.
Your attention. That's
it. Okay. It's taking a little bit of time because I restarted it.
That's it. Okay. You don't have to worry about it. All right? You don't have to worry about anything when I'm here on the call for you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to explain you everything in detail. All right? Everything crystal clear. And if you still have any kind of confusion, ask away.
Okay.
All right? Sounds good? Okay.
Yeah.
So the SEO part for the Google, Yahoo, or Bing, because a lot of people search about cancer like millions and trillions of times a week or a month, all right? And,
yeah.
And those searches, Marianne Moore needs to be there, all right? That's
okay. So here's a problem for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which has served me well over the years, but Marianne Moore, the way I spell it, which is M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, last name Moore, M-O-O-R-E, is a famous American poet.
I get it. I searched about it. All right.
So if you Google Marianne Moore, you're going to get like 6,000 pages of poetry.
Well, we can surely go ahead and fit you somewhere else, somewhere over there.
Yeah. It's been very, very helpful because nobody can Google me. You know how like if you're going on a date, the first thing you do is Google the person? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
No one can Google me, so it serves me well.
I'll make it happen. I told you that I did master's in marketing.
Okay, well, I am on there in a couple of places, or I was. I don't know if I am anymore.
Mm-hmm. Are you on Facebook?
But I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter.
Okay, well, let me search you, Marianne. More. M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E?
Yep.
More. Okay. All right, so Senator Marianne Moore came up. All right. Do you have a profile photo?
Do I have a profile for what?
Do you have a profile on a photo on Facebook?
Facebook, yes. It's, I don't know which one it is at the moment. It might be just me with blonde hair. Hold on. I'll look at my phone and tell you. Yeah, it's me with blonde hair, and it's got a Ukraine thing. It's got a yellow border along the half of the bottom of the picture.
Okay, all right.
I'm in Toronto.
I stand with Ukraine.
Yep.
And that's McGill University. It says Havergal College.
Yep, studied English Lit at McGill. Yep.
Got it.
I really don't know who the 702 friends are, but they're there.
That's all right. All right, okay. Well, I think that we could go ahead and fix you over there, but it's going to take a lot of time. All right. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, 6,000 pages are a lot to cover. But
yeah.
Can
but
go ahead.
I also have Then Came Cancer registered on Facebook.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. When you do,
I just have to figure out where it is, I'll find it.
Do you have,
Instagram?
Do have the domain, correct?
Do I have Instagram? Is that the question?
No. Do you have the domain? Thencancercame.com.
Yes, Ben came cancer. I own the domain. Yep.
Okay, and you do have it on GoDaddy, I suppose.
Yeah, it's actually because of course when I couldn't reach you guys, I thought I'm just going to throw up the blog and do stuff. So I've been working on it, but I don't know what shape it's in because I haven't touched it in the last 3 weeks. But it's on GoDaddy, and I have their package where I can do it and whatever. And I have I bought.
For how much did you get it for? Like $24,
whatever their thing is. to build the website, but you know, I'm not that good at building the website.
Yeah, you got to build a website packet, I suppose.
I've got a website builder, and it's Divi.
Okay, and yeah, we can all go ahead and build a website over on that, because the website that we'll be working on will be that will be a custom website. Yeah.
Yeah, but my question is like, I want to know where it's going to be hosted and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, the website will need to have a strong host. That will be my suggestion that we usually work on is a dedicated host. It either can be, we usually go by like different kind of company, like Bluehost, GoDaddy, HostGator, and LiquidWeb. All right, these are the four main companies who provide a dedicated host.
Okay, so then it's hosted on GoDaddy right now, so it can just stay there.
Where is it? The domain?
Yeah.
Well, the website that I think that you have a package for website builder, all right, and website builder cannot host a website that is customly built. It needs to have a dedicated a dedicated host.
Oh, well, then I can... Oh, okay. Well, either...
Yes, it will be needing a dedicated host.
Rid of that. I can ask them to return that site to normal.
Oh, well, that will be taken care of later on. All right? That won't be a problem. I just need you... yeah, of course. Well, because I will let you know when we need the host. All right? The host will come up in a couple of weeks. All right? When we're just... when the website is up, because we need to go ahead and, you know, move that site onto your host so it can be properly backed up. Like 24/7, it needs a backup.
Yeah.
All right, so if anything happened, anything goes wrong on the website, tag, it's being something like that, it could be backed up. Yes. So what they usually do on a hosting server, like big companies like GoDaddy, Bluehost, and HostGator, and, LiquidWeb, they have a good name. So that is the reason they charge an individual on a higher price for a dedicated server, like $123 a month and stuff and all. All right. But what we usually do is we go ahead as a company to a company, they go ahead and provide us the same hosting server on a cheaper price. All right. And then we go ahead and provide that cheaper price to our clients. So they could be ease. There could be an ease created in between them and us. All right, so if it's being sold for like $123 a month to a client from an individual perspective from GoDaddy, we go ahead and provide it to a $90 a month to that same with the same package and everything about it to a client. All right, so if it's almost like $123 a month, $123 a month for a year, it comes nearly at $1,600. All right, but if you go ahead and calculate it for $90 a month, it comes up at like $1,080.
Yeah.
It's nothing all. So it's how it's like that.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is how we go by like that.
Yeah, it's like B2C versus B2B. So they're doing B2B to you and giving you a much lower price than they would need which is B2C.
Yes, actually, yes. That's how it is. And it depends, like, if you want to go by, like, 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years of time, all right, the higher amount of years, the better price you get. Like, if you're going for, like, 1 year, that will be coming up at, like, 1,068, something like that. But if you're going for 3 years, all right, that will be coming up as, like, $1,800 or $1,700 max.
Yeah.
But if you go with GoDaddy, they usually go by, like, 2 years of plan straight. They don't give you any kind of, like, 3 years or 2 years or anything like that. And that goes for, like, if you're coming up with, like, 1 year GoDaddy plan, it comes up at, like, $1,600 for 1 year. But for 2 years straight, it comes up at like $3,100. But in 3 years, we provided the same package, the same thing, all right, as a B2B thing. All right, we provided onto them to only for $1,800 for 3 years of time, in which we do provide 3 years of website maintenance and everything about it as well, like different kind of companies do provide you as well.
Yeah.
So that's how.
No,
that's how
I get that. And I just can't remember when I renewed it. I'm on an auto-renew, but I think I have it for another 2 years, but I'll figure it out. I'll look at it.
Well, you can take off the website builder plan because that might not come into a use for you because we're not building a website on.
Yep. Are you there? Wait, did you go somewhere? Did you hang up on me? I think I lost you. Oh.